Welcome to the Strategize, Adapt, Overcome podcast, where we explore timeless strategies from Sun Tzu's The Art of War and how they can be applied to personal growth, life challenges, and professional success. Each episode dives deep into practical tactics for mastering self-discipline, navigating adversity, and achieving your goals with precision and purpose. Whether you're seeking to sharpen your mindset or learn how to adapt and thrive in any situation, this podcast is your guide to turning ancient wisdom into modern mastery. This is episode 24. Why adaptability is your greatest strategic weapon. The world around us shifts with increasing speed. Markets collapse overnight, new technologies emerge without warning, and global events reshape entire industries within weeks. Those who survive and ultimately thrive share one critical trait. They adapt quickly and effectively to whatever comes their way. Adaptation isn't just about surviving change. It's about mastering it. Ancient strategists understood this principle deeply. Sun Tzu wrote, "Water shapes its course according to the ground over which it flows." This timeless wisdom reminds us that flexibility, not rigidity, creates strength. When you develop the ability to adapt swiftly, you transform uncertainty from an enemy into an ally. The question isn't whether change will come, it will. The question is whether you'll be ready to harness its power for growth, innovation, and success. This isn't about passively accepting whatever happens to you. This is about developing the strategic mindset and practical skills that allow you to pivot, evolve, and emerge stronger from any challenge. Your capacity for adaptation determines your capacity for achievement. Let's explore how to build this essential skill. Understanding the nature of change. Change arrives in many forms, each requiring different responses and strategies. Economic shifts can eliminate entire job categories while creating new opportunities in emerging fields. Technological advances disrupt established industries but open doors for innovative solutions. Social transformations alter consumer behavior, forcing businesses to rethink their approaches entirely. These changes often interconnect in complex ways. A technological breakthrough might trigger economic adjustments, which then influence social patterns. The smartphone revolution didn't just change communication, it transformed commerce, entertainment, transportation, and countless other sectors. Understanding these connections helps you anticipate ripple effects and position yourself advantageously. External changes demand internal adaptation. Your mindset, skills, and strategies must evolve to match new realities. This process requires both intellectual flexibility and emotional resilience. You need to think differently about problems while maintaining confidence in your ability to solve them. The speed of change has accelerated dramatically. What once took decades now happens in years or months. This acceleration means traditional planning approaches. Creating detailed long-term plans and sticking to them rigidly no longer work effectively. Instead, you need dynamic strategies that can evolve as circumstances shift. The strategic advantages of adaptability. Adaptability creates competitive advantages that rigid approaches cannot match. When others struggle with unexpected challenges, adaptable individuals and organizations find ways to capitalize on new circumstances. They turn disruption into opportunity. Obstacles into advantages. Innovation flows naturally from adaptive thinking. When you approach problems with flexibility, you discover solutions others miss. You combine ideas in novel ways, test unconventional approaches, and create value where others see only problems. The most groundbreaking innovations often emerge from adaptive responses to challenging circumstances. Resilience builds through repeated adaptation. Each time you successfully navigate change, you strengthen your confidence and expand your toolkit of responses. You develop what psychologists call adaptive capacity, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and emerge stronger than before. Market leaders understand this principle. They don't just respond to change, they anticipate and shape it. They build adaptability into their cultures, processes, and strategic planning. This proactive approach allows them to maintain advantages even when circumstances shift dramatically. Your personal brand and professional reputation benefit enormously from demonstrated adaptability. Employers, clients, and collaborators value individuals who can handle uncertainty and deliver results regardless of changing conditions. Adaptability becomes a differentiating factor that sets you apart from competitors. Mastering rapid adaptation techniques. Continuous learning is your foundation. Learning never stops for truly adaptable people. They treat every experience as a source of insights and constantly update their knowledge base. This isn't about formal education alone, though that certainly helps, but about maintaining curiosity and actively seeking new information. Develop information streams that keep you connected to trends in your field and beyond. Follow thought leaders, read widely, attend conferences, and engage in discussions with people from different backgrounds. The broader your knowledge base, the more connections you can make when circumstances change. Create learning systems that work for your lifestyle. Some people learn best through podcasts during commutes, others through evening reading sessions, still others through hands-on experimentation. Find approaches that feel natural and sustainable for you, then commit to them consistently. Track what you learn and how it might apply to your situation. Keep notes, reflect on new information, and actively look for ways to implement insights. Learning without application remains theoretical, and theoretical knowledge doesn't create real adaptability. Embracing experimentation. Adaptable people experiment regularly. They test new approaches, try different solutions, and learn from both successes and failures. This experimental mindset prevents them from becoming trapped in outdated methods when circumstances change. Start small with your experiments. Test new approaches on low-risk projects first. This allows you to learn without exposing yourself to significant downside while building confidence in your ability to try new things. Small experiments compound into major capabilities over time. Create feedback loops that help you learn quickly from experiments. Set clear metrics for success, establish time frames for evaluation, and be honest about results. Failed experiments teach valuable lessons, but only if you analyze them thoughtfully and apply those lessons going forward. Build experimentation into your regular routine. Don't wait for major challenges to force you to try new approaches. Regular small experiments prepare you for larger adaptations when they become necessary. They also help you discover opportunities you might otherwise miss. Flexible planning strategies. Traditional planning assumes stable conditions and predictable outcomes. Adaptive planning acknowledges uncertainty and builds flexibility into your approach from the beginning. This doesn't mean avoiding plans altogether. It means creating plans that can evolve as circumstances change. Develop multiple scenarios when planning major initiatives. Consider optimistic, pessimistic, and most likely outcomes for key variables. This scenario planning helps you identify potential pivot points and prepare responses in advance. When change comes, you're ready to execute rather than scramble to react. Set milestone checkpoints throughout your plans. These regular review points allow you to assess progress, evaluate changing conditions, and adjust your approach as needed. Monthly or quarterly reviews work well for most initiatives, though fast-moving situations might require more frequent assessments. Distinguish between core objectives and specific methods. Your fundamental goals might remain stable even when the tactics for achieving them need to change. This clarity helps you adapt your approach while maintaining direction and purpose. Learning from adaptive success stories. Netflix provides a masterclass in organizational adaptation. The company began by mailing DVDs to customers, pivoted to streaming when technology made it feasible, then evolved into content creation when competition intensified. Each transition required abandoning successful models to embrace new opportunities. The key to Netflix's success wasn't predicting the future, it was building adaptive capacity into their culture and operations. They maintained focus on their core mission, entertaining customers conveniently while remaining flexible about methods. When circumstances changed, they had the organizational capability to change with them. Amazon demonstrates similar adaptive principles on an even larger scale. Starting as an online bookstore, the company expanded into countless new categories and services. Their adaptability comes from customer obsession, long-term thinking, and willingness to experiment with new ideas, even when current operations are successful. These companies succeed because they treat adaptation as a core competency, not just a crisis response. They invest in learning systems, encourage experimentation, and make decisions quickly when adjustments become necessary. Most importantly, they view change as opportunity rather than threat. Individual success stories follow similar patterns. Professionals who thrive through industry disruptions typically share certain characteristics. They learn continuously, experiment regularly, build diverse skill sets, and maintain networks that expose them to new ideas and opportunities. Transforming challenges into growth opportunities. Your perspective on change determines your response to it. When you view challenges as threats, you become defensive and rigid. When you see them as opportunities, you become creative and proactive. This mental shift alone dramatically improves your adaptive capacity. Challenges often reveal hidden capabilities you didn't know you possessed. Difficult circumstances force you to stretch beyond your comfort zone, develop new skills, and discover creative solutions. The confidence you gain from navigating one challenge prepares you for future ones. Market disruptions create openings for new players and new approaches. Established leaders often struggle to adapt because they're invested in existing methods. This creates opportunities for adaptable individuals and organizations to gain ground quickly. Your flexibility becomes their competitive disadvantage. Personal setbacks can redirect your path toward better outcomes. A job loss might lead to entrepreneurship. A failed relationship might teach valuable lessons about compatibility. A health challenge might inspire positive lifestyle changes. The key is remaining open to possibilities rather than fixating on losses. Reframe obstacles as feedback about what isn't working and guidance toward what might work better. This perspective helps you learn from difficulties rather than just endure them. It also keeps you focused on solutions rather than problems. Building your adaptive capacity. Establishing clear priorities. Adaptability requires knowing what matters most to you. When everything seems equally important, decision-making becomes paralyzed. When you have clear priorities, you can make trade-offs quickly and confidently as circumstances change. Define your core values and non-negotiable principles. These provide stability and direction even when tactics need to change. They also help you evaluate opportunities and challenges against consistent criteria. Values-based decision-making accelerates adaptation by reducing uncertainty about what choices to make. Identify your primary objectives for different time horizons. What do you want to achieve in the next year? 5 years, 10 years? Having clarity about goals helps you distinguish between essential activities and optional ones when you need to reallocate time and energy. Regular priority reviews ensure your focus remains aligned with current realities. Circumstances change, new information emerges, and priorities may need adjustment. Schedule monthly or quarterly sessions to evaluate whether your current priorities still make sense given new conditions. Cultivating strong support networks. Adaptation becomes easier when you're not facing challenges alone. Strong professional and personal networks provide information, resources, emotional support, and opportunities that enhance your adaptive capacity. They also offer diverse perspectives that help you see situations more clearly. Build relationships before you need them. The middle of a crisis isn't the ideal time to start networking. Invest in meaningful connections during good times, offering value to others and staying in regular contact. These relationships become invaluable resources when adaptation becomes necessary. Seek out mentors who have successfully navigated changes similar to what you're facing. Their experience and insights can help you avoid common mistakes and identify opportunities you might overlook. Most successful people are willing to share advice when approached respectfully. Create peer learning groups with others who share similar challenges or goals. Regular discussions with people facing comparable situations provide mutual support, shared learning, and accountability for taking adaptive actions. These groups often become sources of opportunities and collaborations. Developing a growth mindset. Your beliefs about your capabilities profoundly influence your adaptive capacity. If you believe your talents are fixed, you'll avoid challenges that might require new skills. If you believe you can develop new capabilities, you'll embrace opportunities to grow and adapt. View failures and setbacks as learning experiences rather than reflections of your worth or potential. This perspective allows you to take risks, experiment with new approaches, and recover quickly from disappointments. It also helps you maintain confidence during uncertain periods. Celebrate progress rather than just final outcomes. Adaptation is often a process of incremental improvements rather than dramatic breakthroughs. Recognizing and appreciating small advances maintains motivation and builds momentum toward larger changes. Seek out challenges that stretch your current capabilities. Comfort zones feel safe, but don't promote growth. Deliberately putting yourself in situations that require adaptation builds confidence and skills for handling future changes. Practical implementation strategies. Start implementing adaptive practices immediately rather than waiting for major challenges to force change. Begin with small experiments in low-risk areas of your life or work. Try new approaches to routine tasks, explore unfamiliar topics related to your field, or connect with people outside your usual circles. Create systematic approaches for monitoring changes in your environment. Set up Google alerts for key trends in your industry, follow leading indicators of economic change, and pay attention to shifting consumer behaviors. Early awareness of developing trends gives you more time to adapt proactively. Develop decision-making frameworks that help you evaluate options quickly when circumstances change. Having pre-established criteria and processes reduces the time between recognizing the need for change and taking action. Speed often determines whether adaptive efforts succeed or fail. Practice scenario planning regularly. Consider how you would respond if key assumptions about your situation changed. What if your industry faced major disruption? What if your primary income source disappeared? What if new opportunities emerged in unexpected areas? Mental rehearsal prepares you for actual adaptation when it becomes necessary. Document your adaptive successes and failures. Keep notes about what strategies worked, what didn't, and what you learned from each experience. This creates a personal knowledge base that improves your future adaptive capacity. Your adaptive journey starts now. Adaptability isn't a destination, it's a way of approaching life and work that serves you throughout your journey. The techniques and strategies we've explored work only when applied consistently over time. They require commitment, practice, and patience with yourself as you develop new capabilities. Remember that adaptation is fundamentally about growth. Every challenge you navigate successfully expands your confidence and competence. Every experiment you conduct teaches valuable lessons. Every pivot you make demonstrates your ability to create positive change in your circumstances. The world will continue changing at an accelerating pace. Those who master adaptation will find opportunities where others see only obstacles. They'll build resilience where others experience fragility. They'll create value where others struggle to survive. Your adaptive capacity is one of your most valuable assets. Invest in it deliberately, exercise it regularly, and trust in your ability to navigate whatever changes come your way. The future belongs to those who can dance with uncertainty rather than fight against it. Start today. Choose one area of your life or work where you can experiment with new approaches. Take one step toward building stronger networks. Identify one skill you could develop that would increase your options. Your journey toward greater adaptability begins with a single decision to embrace change as your ally rather than your enemy. Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey of growth and self-mastery. We're thrilled to have you as part of our community, striving toward excellence and purpose together. Remember, the tools and strategies shared in this podcast are here to empower you in your pursuit of success. Stay tuned for more episodes packed with inspiration and actionable wisdom. Until next time, keep pushing forward, stay disciplined, and conquer each challenge with confidence and strategy.